telling you, I love that man's voice, and he can sing. It may be difficult, but don't stop believing. That man just has a way of really connecting with you, too. But retirement and romance, don't think that it goes away. Don't think romance goes away just because folks get a little bit of age on them, a few more years added to them. No, no, no. Social relationships built up in the workplace tend to fade. And leisure replaces the time that was spent on work and raising a family. As a result, retirees can focus more on cultivating new relationships or deepening existing ones. Oh, man, can you imagine? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you. I'm speaking primarily to husbands and wives now. Don't spend your years, your first year together, your second year together, your fifth year together, your eighth year together, your 12th year together, your 17th year together, you're raising your children, and yeah, things are going as things are going, but you two aren't really truly getting along. No, make those some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful years. Create memories that you will love looking back on. Start early, start quick, start soon, start right away. Building memories, creating memories that everyone in the household will love to look back on. Not just those infrequent special experiences where you all went on vacation, enjoyed your time, scuba diving, looking at historic sites, eating different foods. I mean, just having a ball. That's great. But don't let that be the extent of your beautiful memories. Especially make those beautiful memories the ones that you live day in and day out right there at home, talking to each other with respect, laughing with each other, watching some TV shows and movies that really grab you, going out to eat, heading to the theater, heading to the lake, just enjoying being with each other day by day. Parents helping to the extent that you can with homework. Children being inspired by seeing their parents in school and doing well. Talking about each other's dreams. Not just the parents talking about the children's dreams, but parents talking about their dreams too. Children like hearing about their parents' dreams. And don't think that just because you're a parent, there's no more dream left in you. Some of you had some dreams from when you were teenagers. Young adults that you haven't fulfilled yet. Can it still be fulfilled? Hey, dream on and pursue the dream. But encourage your children to dream. By the way, as they hear you talk about your dreams, that can often inspire them to dream. And when they start sharing with you their dreams, talk about it. Building beautiful memories. Not being too quick to say, no, you can't do that. If you see possible obstacles, either help them identify the obstacles and see how to get past the obstacles, or come up with some alternatives that may appeal to the child as much as the one that they brought up, and help them see how that one can be met. You have a child who wants to play basketball, pro basketball, and they are really, really, really short. And so you know that the chances are probably about 1 in 50 million that they would ever even get a shot? Maybe. Rather than say, no, you'll never play pro ball, you're too short, maybe point out, well, you know what? Your height would be a serious challenge in playing pro ball, because you know a lot of those shortest guys are 6'2", 6'3". What if you were to coach basketball, though? Whether recreational basketball, or you could have a role in helping to build children up, because a lot of parents love it when they take their children to golfing or basketball or karate, and they find out that the person leading the way not only helps their children understand the game, but teaches them life skills as well. What if you were to consider doing something like that? And so you're keeping there, you're showing them that you really are taking seriously their dream. And so seriously that you don't want them to just completely give up the idea of being involved with basketball, but maybe involved on a level that they could truly get involved in. Listening to music together and discussing what you like about the music. I mean, so many different ways to build memories, to create beautiful memories just on your day-to-day living. In addition to that, then we talk about those special experiences that come around once or twice a year. Yes, indeed. And moms and dads, can you imagine having worked closely together to build a beautiful atmosphere at home all the way through until your children are gone? It's just the two of you. You've prepared yourselves for the time that the nest would only have the two of you in it. And now, can you imagine going into your retirement years having built beautiful memories with each other as well as with your children? I mean, your retirement years are ready for you. And you are ready for your retirement years. That's right. There you go. Wow. You are able to just enjoy one another. Deepen that beautiful relationship. Money can play a role. When financial matters are settled, many of the retirees tend to be more relaxed and at ease. Given the newfound availability of time and financial resources, retirees tend to be more likely to take long overdue romantic cruises or remote vacation getaways that may not have been feasible while they were working and raising a family. And here's the beauty of it. A lot of times the children understand that while they were being raised and nurtured and developed, there may not have been the money that it takes to do what the two of you are doing now that you're in retirement. They're cool with that. As a matter of fact, they will love the idea. Remember now, you will have spent their lifetime helping to create beautiful memories. They'll get a kick out of the fact that mom and dad are spending this money so that they can spend that time with each other. Because that's their primary focus. You all are spending time with each other. And guess what you're doing as a result? You are still inspiring your children. Well, when it comes to finances, it all boils down to the nature and the goals of the partnership. Finances matter more to some people than to others. Yeah. You decide what the finances mean. Because like I said now, you're not going to just be building those special moments, those special memories, those beautiful memories when you do something special away from home. Yeah, a lot of the beautiful memories are built right there at home. And that's what makes the vacationing so special. When you leave home, having already left a home full of beautiful memories, so that when vacation time is over, you're just adding to the beautiful memories that you're returning to right there at home.